Okay, so we continue in the Chazon Ish. We're on page 38, the middle of Sif Tes. The Shiva started as a Schus an Ilui Neshama for Chaim Elez Ben Shem Shinaria, and it should be a Schus for Dave's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Rabbi Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be a Schus for a Kfur Shleim of Chaim Deib Ben Rachel and Chaim Aleib Ashen Derachel, and a Schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we talked yesterday, or we talked earlier in the week, about the conflict that happens between the Seichel and the Dimyon. And we talked yesterday about a person objectively recognizing the existence of Hashem and understanding that just like there are concepts that are beyond our ability to touch them, they don't cease to exist, they don't die, they're sort of beyond time and space. So too, we can understand that Hashem is also beyond time and space. So he's going to talk now and tie the two concepts together. And he's going to show you how recognizing the truth that Hashem exists can now enable a person to utilize that knowledge to use his seichel to defeat Dimyon. So he says like this, Kasher zocha seichel adam liras hamitas mitzios yisparach. When a person's seichel is zoicha to recognize the truth that of Hashem's existence, miyad, immediately, nichnas by simchas gil en keitz. He's filled with this joy, this elation that's immense, benishmasen imo lav, and he finds pleasure in matters related to ruchnius, dimyon mashlem em haseichel. And then what happens is his dimyon makes peace with his seichel. They're not fighting each other, but rather the dimyon now is going to join the seichel. And what does dimyon do? Dimyon is always coming up with thoughts, envisioning things. You know what it's going to be focused on? Envisioning ways and coming up with ways and trying to innovate ways that a person can get closer to Hashem. Lachzois b'noim Hashem, to observe the sweetness of Hashem. Tanugei b'sarim chamku avaru. He'll find that all of his desires for gashmius fall away. V'nafshei hadina misatev b'kedusha, and his soul, which is delicate, now becomes wrapped in kedusha. Uki'ilu perisha miguf ha'achor. It's like he separated himself from his dirty body and flew up to the heavens. When a person becomes elevated with this kedusha, he sees for the first time, it's revealed to him this hidden world. He says it's possible even for a human being in a physical world to at times become like a malach, and to get hana from being in the glory of Hashem's kedusha. The pleasures of this world are like nothing. So there are times where a person can reach such a high level, even though he's on earth, even though he's in a physical form, but he can reach such a high level that he now is functioning like a malach, where his sole focus is on the higher pursuits, and he's putting aside almost completely all of his physical pleasures. Hakaya chatamir alazeh, this capability, this hidden capability, who echad mikoyches hatamim shenos na yotze benishmas adam, is one of the hidden abilities that Hashem implanted in a person's neshama. V'chayach zeh meyin al kesher agevel yotze kol yitzurim, and this capability testifies to the fact that there is a connection, there's a bond between Hashem and his creations. Hashem never alavoid as bar ledav kavoy, and it also certifies that he was created to serve Hashem alone. So if a person has the proper recognition of Hashem to the point where he understands that his purpose in this world is to get closer to Hashem, and he's going to work on himself in that direction. So first of all, he achieves a very high level of kedusha. Secondly, his seichel and his dimyon are aligned in terms of their goal. And thirdly, he can even rise to the level where he's mamish like a malach, where he's pushing aside any sort of physical pleasures and instead focusing solely on his ruchnis.